For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, coming at you live from 1040 O Street, the Mecca of Sports Radio here in Lincoln. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot of text line activity, so we'll just get it started here. We always appreciate you guys texting in with your opinions. Aaron said, what other two teams would they add? I think, Austin, and this as far as the Pac-12, I think it would be Utah State and Nevada. Those type of teams. Maybe New Mexico State. Just because of proximity, play style. I think Utah State, at least recently, has been a hidden gem. Nevada as well. I think they fit the whole kind of, you know, razzmatazz, you know, spread you out type of football that they potentially could play.
Utah State makes a lot of sense. Nevada absolutely fits the style as well. I think the jewel, though, Jay, is UNLV.
Yeah.
Being there in Vegas, sleeping giant. I still think that every conference wants a city to call its own. The Big Ten is bouncing around a little bit too much. Can't decide if it wants Chicago or Indy or wants to touch New York here and there. Big 12, I think, should firmly plant its flag in Kansas City. That's pretty much the middle of the conference right now. If you want to try to get down to, you know, Dallas, you can try. I don't think it's going to go well for you.
I think UNLV would be great, and they can host the conference championship, which would be spectacular. Yeah.
But according to Yahoo Sports reporting, the Pac-12 wanted UNLV in this first wave, but they weren't sold on Nevada. And because of how the politics work in the state, they couldn't separate the two. So I don't know why you wouldn't just take UNLV and Nevada both. Nevada's not a drain necessarily. No. Nevada's fine. So I think UNLV and Nevada is the next logical step. Utah State makes a lot of sense to me. And then do you want to, how regional do you want to stay? Would you rather go get someone like Air Force, for example, or would you want to dip into like a UTSA or a Memphis, which is way heck across over there?
Yeah.
If you want to stay regional, those make absolutely no sense. You get Air Force, you get Utah State, UNLV, Nevada, you call it good. If you want to do what everyone else is doing and go more national, you don't go any further east than Memphis, but that might be the biggest player out there. Memphis wants the Big 12. I just don't think they're going to get it.
Yeah, I would probably stay away from Memphis and UTSA. I like the Air Force. I like New Mexico State, Nevada, UNLV. Then you kind of creeping up towards that 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of hold force to your name. So it'd be
New Mexico makes more sense than state.
Right, and it's kind of all the same playing style, and there is some variance, but I think it's a good mix, and they all kind of know each other. They're almost like, oh, we're not first cousins, we're second cousins, and we all know each other. And once they band together, I think it actually would be a pretty viable conference.
What about San Jose State? Where are they in the pecking order?
They're on the outside looking in, but I would, if we're at 11, I wouldn't mind taking them.
Sure.
because they're because you've seen them the last few years play against USC, very, very competitive. I like the way that they've built their program, put guys in the NFL, not obviously to the magnitude of the other schools, but definitely a well-respected, you know, program. So my man Brad said we should have an in-season tournament and just play till signing day. That would be pretty interesting, but ultimately health would override. And then my man Don Juan says, with two games tonight in the capital city, what are your thoughts, Jay, with how the seasons are going so far for Lincoln East and Northeast? I will tell you this. Lincoln East is off to a little bit slower start. Now, I think start your season off against Elkhorn South after Jalen Worley is not playing this year, and he is a difference maker, pretty much just a one-man gang if he has to, like Cam Newton. He's not playing. Ryan Manning is stepping in and doing a really good job as his first-year starter as a quarterback, but the experience of Worley is obviously missed, and they lost some seniors, so the East is struggling a little bit. They play Grand Island tonight, so they're going to be battling. But the surprise is this. Northeast is notoriously hasn't had a good football program. They're 2-0. So give a shout-out to them and everything that they've done, you know, from trying to build their program, but then also exceeding expectations. I think they have a game tonight. I think they play Lincoln High.
They got Benson tonight.
Oh, Benson tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's a winnable game.
And then the rest of their schedule at North Platte, at Omaha North.
Okay, I like the North Platte game, so we're at 4.
You get Lincoln Southwest to come to you.
I like that, too, for him, if you can rise up to the competition. Moment. Yeah.
Then you finish with at Buena Vista, South Sioux City at home, and then at Eric Strickland and Rico High.
So out of those last three, you got to win one, and you win like 5-6 games. That's a really good season for Northeast. I forget their coach's name. I think his name is Cam, right? Is it Cam Rogers?
I don't want to misspeak here. Yeah. Give me a sec.
But good shit.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I think good. Big shout out to him for taking that job. I think a lot of times when people, you know, these jobs come open, you know, they're not as appealing because they have a history of not being very competitive in, say, you know, whatever sport. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of vision, a lot of mental toughness and emotional toughness to take these jobs. So give a shout out to
Javonte Boyd is the head coach.
Javonte Boyd. Yeah. Dang, I'm way off. Derek in the car says, I just threw Notre Dame out there. I can't stand them. I take Wyoming plus Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern. I like it. Midwest division 100%. Thunder Not Colin says Pac-12. He says, fellas, Hawaii is out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and needs to move to the Pac-13/Pac-12. Baker says, Jay, what's your opinion on the O-line or on what the O-line has to do to take the next step into being an elite unit and to reduce the likelihood of holding penalties? There were way too many times Saturday when the rush off the edge was getting fresh pressure. I think what they need to do is just continue along getting better every game and just cleaning up with the little things in the second half that were, I guess, put on display for the ref to have, or for the refs to have any chance to penalize you. And that's just diving into the details, being a little bit more, you know, sound.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And what you're doing, but then also making sure that you're playing as hard as you can through the echo of the whistle and make the refs be the talk of the game versus your play. And so I think they're fine. And listen, I will tell you this. It's been the easy excuse for the last year and a half, 2 years, to try to blame the O-line. I think Coach Donnie has done a really good job. They've been actually the blessing in disguise and been really, really consistent. So they need to continue to be consistently good and consistently better. And you can do that this week against Northern Iowa.
The group is veteran. The youngest guy there is Justin Evans, who I think has been pretty solid. But, Jay, I was mentioning this with Strick. We haven't really talked about Turner Corcoran at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. I think that's a step in the right direction for him. Ben Scott had the dumb holding penalty on Ramirez's touchdown run. He should know better. It's a disappointing penalty because that absolutely would have iced the game, been that restart. But, you know, these things happen borderline. Mazuka has been as advertised, I think, as right guard with his experience. He's come in. And Bryce Benhart, you know, picked up where he left off. Is he better? I don't know, but he's certainly not worse. So if the quote-unquote weak link on your line is your left tackle that you're not talking about, the line's at least doing its job.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job as far as opening up the run holes, getting on guys and doing what they need to do in order to put the running backs in the best position to be consistent and explosive. And they've done a good job in pass protection so far.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up. Is the line helping Dylan look good? Is Dylan making the line look better? How are they working together?
I think it's a little
games?
Bit of both. I think they're playing better. Now, you can't control who you play because they're like, oh, what are you going to do when you play Ohio State? Well, we'll see. They've been playing better. But then also I think Dylan has allowed them to play better because he's getting the ball out on time. It's accurate. He's controlling and commanding the huddle. So you're getting a advanced high school senior that's playing at the level of a really good sophomore just as he turned 19. So it's a combination of both. And that's what you want. And so, you know, that's pretty good. 39-94, Burrow's play totally lives up to hype. Super Bowl season, yes, but that was a long time ago. 50-25 says ASU. What does he say right here? Let me see where I can find this. Somebody text. Say ASU going from 2.5 favorites to 2.5 underdogs. I don't know what that, I mean, I don't know the reason for that, so they must know something that we don't know. But I think ultimately that 2.5 points is just a field goal. It's going to be a competitive game, and I can't wait to see what happens.
And Texas State isn't a pushover. Texas State was probably in that second or third tier of potential group of 5+ challengers for the playoff position. They're off to a 2-0 start right now. I mean, you think of Liberty, you think of Boise State, you think of even probably Tulane in that first tier, maybe Memphis for the teams that are going to snag that automatic bid. But Northern Illinois popped up into the conversation, and Texas State is the dark horse. Mm-hmm. They got to go undefeated, and they got to look really good in doing it. I don't think Arizona State's great, but...
I want to see if they're really going to run the ball like that.
That part. Do you trust that young man?
He ran He ran for 250 last week. You don't just...
On 33 is all. So that's eight yards a pop.
You just don't luck into that. Listen, I'm here. And I'm going to keep coming at you, and I'm going to make you break. And so that's what I'm most interested in. And I like their young coach. He's energetic, and he's taking over the program after Herm Edwards, which is not an ideal place like it was prior to Herman Edwards taking the job. And then also not a lot of NIL support. So one more text before we take a break. 5086, marathon is this weekend, Jay. What's the quote again? Motivation got me in the door. Discipline does. Thanks again. Look, motivation gets you started. Discipline leads you to the finish line. Remember that. 5086. Motivation gets you up to the starting line. Discipline will lead you to the finish line and the victory. There's a distinct difference, man. I was just talking about this the other day. There's a lot of athletes that are motivated. Like, Colorado was motivated at the beginning of the game. here comes the, you know, the tunnel walk. You're, you know, Shiloh was motivated at the coin toss.
And he told you.
That's great. But do you have the discipline to do what you're supposed to do? Play in and play out, game in and game out, week in and week out, and do the things in the offseason the same way in order to put yourself in the best position to be successful. That's where the discipline comes in. Discipline is doing things that you necessarily don't want to do, but doing them because you have to do them. And then when you have to do them, you're making it the best that it can be, because ultimately you see the bigger picture. Discipline is making a ton of sacrifices that you have to do to give you a chance to be successful on the field. In our case, come Saturday, and in 5086 case, come in the marathon. How do those things coincide? So if you need certain amount of rest, you know, calories, carbs, or whatever at certain point in time before you run a rest or a race, excuse me, that's where the discipline comes in. That's what you have to do, what you need to do. That's sometimes you have to eat at home versus maybe going out with some buddies or friends and something like that, or abstain from alcohol because you know that you're in a tight regimen, because that is what you need to do to run your best race. It's discipline. Discipline wins you championships. Discipline makes you the best player you can be. Discipline allows you to put yourself in a position to exceed expectations and also win against all odds. It's discipline. Motivation is like ice cream. Mm. Discipline is whatever it is that'd be more permanent.
Vegetables.
Popeye.
Steak and potatoes.
Spinach. You'd be like, well, remember when Popeye used to pop that can? Boop. Yeah, yep. That's it. So,
hey, spinach is underrated, man. I'm a spinach guy.
Okay, let me ask you this before we go. Do you saute your spinach? How do you have your spinach?
Sauteed spinach is great, but also, like, if you replace the lettuce with spinach on a burger, I'm not mad.
I like that, too. I'm right there locking step with you. But I like sauteing spinach. I like it with a little shrimp, little angel hair, and you put in a little bit of, you know, pasta sauce and stuff like that and get busy.
Talk my language, Jay.
See there? Man, you know what I need to do? I just need to have me a GoPro and put it on my hat, and then just let me talk you through how I spread this ism on this barbecue pit, and how I barbecue Austin.
I need it.
Yeah.
Heaven knows my grill needs it.
Anyways, yes, Ben, we already said at 3190, Benson does play tonight, plays Northeast tonight. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk some Husker football and some NFL stuff, because we got the Bills against the Dolphins tonight. Long trip down there to Miami to bust their tail open to the white meat, but we'll do it like we always do it. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.